Saudi Arabic Head Start Program, Module 7, Side 1, Lesson 1. Drills on conversation. Listen to the conversation.
ساعدني الله يخليك.
إيش فيك؟
أنا مصاب. أطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
تقدر تتحرك؟
لا، ما أقدر أتحرك.
راح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
Major Adams says,
ساعدني الله يخليك.
Which means, help me, please. Listen to the Arabic word meaning help.
ساعد. ساعد. ساعد.
Repeat it.
ساعد. ساعد. ساعد.
The word for me after a verb is ني. So help me is ساعدني. Listen to it and repeat it.
ساعدني. 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 ساعدني.
Now you will be learning still another Arabic expression meaning please. What are the ones you have already learned? They are من فضلك, when you are asking for something, and تفضل, when you are offering something to someone. This latest expression, الله يخليك, is used by a person who is badly in need of something and depends on the mercy of the person he is talking to. Literally, it means, may God keep you. Listen to it.
الله يخليك. الله يخليك. الله يخليك.
Now you repeat it. First a word at a time, then as a whole.
Allah يخليك. Allah يخليك. Allah يخليك. Allah يخليك. Allah يخليك.
Now listen again to help me please and repeat it.
ساعدني الله يخليك. ساعدني الله يخليك. ساعدني الله يخليك.
The Saudi who has seen the accident and stopped to help says the Arabic phrase for what's wrong. Literally, it means what's in you. Listen to it.
Ish fik. Ish fik. Ish fik.
Repeat it.
Ish fik. Ish fik. Ish fik.
Adams is hurt, so he says,
أنا مصاب.
مصاب means hurt or injured. Listen and repeat.
مصاب. مصاب. مصاب.
Now repeat the phrase meaning I'm injured.
أنا مصاب. أنا مصاب. أنا مصاب.
Hopefully, you will never have to say this in Saudi Arabia. But if you ever need to, you will be able to. After saying that he is injured, Major Adams asks the Saudi to get the police. Literally, he says, call for me the emergency police. Listen to it.
أطلب لي شرطة النجدة. أطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
The first word, أطلب, means call or get. Listen and repeat.
أطلب. 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 أطلب.
The second word, li, means for me. And the two-word expression, utlub li, means call for me or get me. Listen and repeat it.
Utlub li. Utlub li. Utlub li.
In Saudi Arabia, the police, which performs functions similar to the highway patrol in America, is known as the emergency police. The word meaning emergency aid in Arabic is
Najda.
Listen and repeat.
Najda. 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 Najda.
The word for police you already know. It is Shurta. The emergency police would be
Shurta Najda.
Listen to it and notice that the word Najda has in before it, since the expression emergency police in Arabic really means the police of the emergency. Listen and repeat.
Shortat Al-Najda. Shortat Al-Najda. Shortat Al-Najda. Shortat Al-Najda. Shortat Al-Najda.
Now listen again to the whole sentence meaning get me the emergency police.
اطلب لي شرطة النجدة. اطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
Repeat it, first in two parts, then together.
اطلب لي شرطة النجدة. اطلب لي شرطة النجدة. اطلب لي شرطة النجدة. اطلب لي شرطة النجدة. اطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
The Saudi then asks Adams, "Can you move?" In Arabic, this is
تقدر تتحرك.
The first word, meaning can you, is تقدر, which you already know. The second word means move, or literally, you move. Listen to it, and notice that the middle of the word has the heavy ha sound, followed by a doubled, rolled R.
تتحرك. 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 تتحرك تتحرك تتحرك.
Repeat it.
تتحرك تتحرك تتحرك.
Now listen again to can you move.
تقدر تتحرك. تقدر تتحرك.
Try saying it. First one word at a time, then as a whole.
تقدر تتحرك. تقدر تتحرك. تقدر تتحرك. تقدر تتحرك. تقدر تتحرك.
Major Adams can't move, so he says, "No, I can't move," which is
لا ما أقدر أتحرك.
The only new word here is the last one, أتحرك, which means I move. It is the same word as تتحرك, meaning you move, except that the word begins not with T-I, but with A. Listen.
أتحرك. أتحرك. أتحرك.
Repeat.
أتحرك 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 أتحرك.
Now let's repeat the phrase, I can move, first one word at a time, then together.
أقدر أتحرك أقدر أتحرك أقدر أتحرك أقدر أتحرك أقدر أتحرك.
Now let's try saying, no, I can't move. Listen and repeat.
لا, ما أقدر أتحرك. لا, ما أقدر أتحرك. لا, ما أقدر أتحرك.
The Saudi realizes that the situation is quite serious, so he says, I'll get an ambulance.
رح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
Literally, this means I will call for you the ambulance. The first word is راح and means will. It is used whenever you are talking about action in the future, such as I will call, I will see you, I will get in the car, and so on. Listen to the word again and repeat it.
راح 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 راح.
The next word, أطلب, means I call or I get. The word you had before, أطلب, means get or call, when you're telling somebody to get or call someone for you. That word begins with U and is أطلب. The word here, meaning I call, I get, is أطلب, beginning with an A. Listen to it.
أطلب أطلب أطلب.
Now repeat it.
أطلب 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 أطلب.
I will call, or I will get, is?
راح أطلب.
Repeat it.
راح أطلب. راح أطلب. راح أطلب. راح أطلب.
The next word, لك, means for you. Listen to the phrase meaning, I will get you, or I will call for you.
رح أطلب لك. رح أطلب لك.
Now repeat it.
رح أطلب لك. رح أطلب لك. رح أطلب لك.
The last word is
إسعاف.
It really means first aid or emergency help, but it also has come to mean ambulance in Arabic. Usually it is used with the word إل, so Arabs don't talk about calling an ambulance, they talk about calling the ambulance. Listen to the word for the ambulance and notice the sound A in the middle.
الإسعاف 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 الإسعاف.
Repeat it.
الإسعاف 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 الإسعاف.
Now listen again to the Saudi saying, I will get you an ambulance.
راح أطلب لك الإسعاف. راح أطلب لك الإسعاف. راح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
Now repeat it, first in two parts, then as a whole.
راح أطلب لك الإسعاف. راح أطلب لك الإسعاف. راح أطلب لك الإسعاف. راح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
Now translate the lines as you hear them. Your response will be followed by the correct translation. Compare your translation with it.
ساعدني الله يخليك.
Help me, please.
إيش فيك؟
What's wrong?
أنا مصاب. أطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
I'm injured. Get me the emergency police.
تقدر تتحرك؟
Can you move?
لا، ما أقدر أتحرك.
No, I can't move.
راح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
I'll get you an ambulance. Now try translating the lines from English into Arabic as you hear them. Compare your translation with the one which will follow. Here's the first line. Help me, please.
ساعدني الله يخليك.
What's wrong?
إيش فيك؟
I'm injured.
أنا مصاب.
Get me the emergency police.
أطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
Can you move?
تقدر تتحرك؟
No, I can't move.
لا، ما أقدر أتحرك.
I will get you an ambulance.
راح أطلب لك الإسعاف.
Let's say that you are Major Adams and have had the misfortune of getting into an accident. You have just banged your head against the windshield and also hurt your left leg. A Saudi stops at the scene of the accident. Ask him to please help you.
ساعدني الله يخليك.
The Saudi wants to know exactly what's wrong. Tell him you're hurt.
أنا مصاب.
Ask him to get you the emergency police.
أطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
The Saudi thinks that possibly you are a case for a hospital emergency ward, not for the police. He asks you whether or not you can move. Tell him, no, I can't move.
لا, ما أقدر أتحرك.
Hearing this, he says that he will call an ambulance for you and you were then taken to the ultra-modern King Faisal Hospital in Riyadh. Now let's say that it is 6 months later. Your leg is healed, and the bruise on your forehead is gone. You are on your way to the PX, which is a few miles outside Riyadh. Suddenly you see a horrible accident, and a Saudi driving a new Mercedes is badly hurt. You stop, he sees you, and says,
Sa'adni Allah khalik.
Ask him what's wrong.
Ish fik?
Here is his answer.
Ana musab.
What does that mean? It means I'm hurt. So now you are sure he is injured, but you don't know how badly. If he can move, you can take him to the King Faisal Hospital. If not, it would be best to get him an ambulance. Ask him if he can move.
تقدر تتحرك؟
He answers,
لا ما أقدر أتحرك.
So he can't move. Then he says,
اطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
He wants the emergency police, but you think it is better to get him an ambulance right away, since that is what the emergency police will do anyway. Tell him that you'll get him an ambulance.
راح اطلب لك الاسعاف.
Now let's use some of the new words in slightly different ways. I'm injured in Arabic is
انا مصاب.
How would you ask someone else whether or not he is injured? It would be
انت مصاب.
Repeat it.
انت مصاب. انت مصاب.
Get me the emergency police in Arabic is
اطلب لي شرطة النجدة.
How would you say get me an ambulance?
اطلب لي الاسعاف.
Repeat it.
اطلب لي الاسعاف. اطلب لي الاسعاف.
I'll get you an ambulance, as you know, is
راح اطلب لك الاسعاف.
How would you say I'll get you the emergency police?
راح اطلب لك شرطة النجدة.
Repeat it.
راح اطلب لك شرطة النجدة. راح اطلب لك شرطة النجدة.
How would you say where's the ambulance?
وين الاسعاف؟
Repeat it.
وين الاسعاف؟ وين الاسعاف؟
Supposing your Saudi friend Ahmed doesn't look too happy today. Ask him, what's wrong with you today, Ahmed?
ايش فيك اليوم يا احمد؟
Repeat it.
ايش فيك اليوم يا احمد؟ ايش فيك اليوم يا احمد؟
What if you see a Saudi who is hurt? You want to help. You think he is able to move, but you aren't sure. Ask him, can't you move?
ما تقدر تتحرك؟
Repeat it.
ما تقدر تتحرك؟ ما تقدر تتحرك؟